If you've sat through any college graduation ceremonies, you've no doubt witnessed the awarding of many honorary degrees.
Few of this year's honorees have had as much of an impact on our health as one woman recognized this weekend at Morgan State University in Baltimore. Her name was Henrietta Lacks.
And she received the honorary degree posthumously. At commencement, Dr. Bernie Hollis, a former dean at Morgan State, described her contributions.
She has attained a level and kind of immortality unreached by any other person in human history.
Lacks was a poor African-American woman with cervical cancer. Her story was told in an award-winning book published last year called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. She died in 1951, but her cells lived on. A doctor at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore took some of them and created a cell line.
Though she never knew of her largesse and never consented to being a laboratory experiment, her cancer cells became the foundation for advancements in the treatment of mankind's most challenging forms of human affliction and suffering.
Her cells were used for studies on the polio vaccine, on AIDS, on in vitro fertilization, and on cancer. Her family didn't know. When they found out, they were angry. Some resented the fact that no benefit had come their way.
But at the Morgan State commencement, Henrietta Lacks's son, David Sonny Lacks Jr., became emotional as he received the degree for his mother.
Excuse me again, I wait to get to be an old man to get emotional at my old age, but I'm thank you for this honorary degree, and thank everyone for having me here. Thank you very much.
And so, the late Henrietta Lacks, a poor, uneducated farmer, now has a doctorate of public service.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.